Now, if you'll notice chapter 3, it opens like this. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. Now, actually, chapter 3, verse 1 goes along with that, you see. He's still speaking about the same thing. And what is he talking about? In those days. What days? Well, when the kingdom is set up upon this earth, when he brings again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. Now, he hasn't done that yet. And it's yet in the future. And he hadn't done it at the time of the day of Pentecost. Now, I'm sure that you can see that this must fit into the context of what Joel is saying. And I do believe this is one of the many instances of just reaching into Scripture without any understanding of a book of the Bible and the purpose of it and the message of it, and just lift out a few verses and make them apply to some local situation because you want it to apply to a local situation. Now, that's done by a great many today. And very candidly, friends, that's the reason we're going through the Bible as we are. I have to take it up as I come to it. Therefore, I trust that today we can see that this passage of Scripture is all important. I think everybody agrees to it, but it's yet to be fulfilled yonder in the future. Now, again, may I call your attention to the fact that is that which is so controversial today, the pouring out of the Spirit that Simon Peter referred to. Now, Simon Peter merely used that as an introduction to answer those that were mocking. And he didn't say it was in fulfillment. He said, this is that. And obviously, it was not fulfilled because the prophecy says, and as Simon Peter quoted it, the Spirit would be poured out upon all flesh. Now, that'll be when Christ comes to the earth to establish his kingdom. The millennium is going to be the greatest time of individuals turning to God that I think that the world has ever seen. I think during the Great Tribulation, there's going to be a great turning to the Lord, lots more than there's ever been in the church age. And then another thing that's mentioned here is the fact that all of these signs in the heavens shaken, the stars blotted out, as it were, and that there would be the wonders in the heaven. Well, that certainly did not take place on the day of Pentecost. Now, the question arises, then what was the subject of Simon Peter? The subject of Simon Peter on the day of Pentecost was the Lord Jesus, and in verse 24, he sums it up, whom God hath raised up. And then he takes as his text of Scripture, he says, for David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. Now, here is a fulfillment of prophecy, you see. Now, he makes it clear that the prophecy in Joel wasn't fulfilled, but the fact that God would raise up one in David's line and that he was referring to Christ because he'd raised him from the dead. Now, here is his message then, verse 32 of chapter 2 of Acts. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we're all witnesses. Now, he says to them, what you have seen here today, the pouring out of the Spirit upon 3,000, that was all, plus the apostles and those that were gathered there in prayer, and it's estimated, what, 120? Couldn't have been much more than that, and I'm not arguing for numbers. The only thing I'm trying to say is the Spirit was not poured out on all flesh. And the conclusion, his application in verse 36 is, therefore let all the house of Israel know. Now he's talking to the house of Israel. Assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now that is the thing that is important to note in that message. And it's not today an experience that you have, but it's to come to know Jesus Christ. And it's the place that he occupies in your thinking, in your life, in your ministry, in your actions. What place does Jesus Christ occupy today, friends, in your life? And that's important. Now, what he's talking about back here at the book of Joel, and I go back and I read again at verse 1 of chapter 3. For behold, in those days. What days? Day of Pentecost? No. And at that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. Now, he didn't bring them back. In fact, the matter is, the Lord Jesus reversed the orders. He says, ye shall be witnesses unto me, beginning at Jerusalem and ending up to the ends of the world. So that instead of bringing the captivity back to Jerusalem, those now that have been born again and are in the body of believers, the church of which Christ is the head is saying, go to the ends of the earth. Take this message out that I'm back from the dead and that God is gracious and long-suffering and merciful, and whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord, he'll be saved. That's all you have to do is just to turn to him. It seems so simple that a lot of smart people miss it today. And how wonderful it is. Now, somebody says, all you do is believe? Yes. Now, I do not believe, therefore, in a work salvation. That's obvious. But I do believe in a salvation that works. That's important. If you've been saved, you'll want to get this word out. If you don't, friends, I'd go back and question your faith, not your works. It's your faith, because faith works, and we've seen that in the Epistle of James.